jump in the river. And I told you to stop. Imagine if that river had been full of crocodiles, you'd be eaten up. And that made me think, you know, okay, this true. And instead of actually driving all the way down to the beach, she stopped halfway up and he just sort of said, take your underpants off. And I can't believe it. I mean, Peggy's weren't meant to talk about underpants. And that was my idea about that. And I couldn't really work out if he was angry or not when I didn't. And he said, well, haven't you learned anything? No, this is, I have to know if I can trust you to actually do as I tell you in case of emergencies. And he said, so you should trust me and take your underpants off. And then he told me that, you know, I was quite grown up now and I needed to know a few things about life, and he was going to tell me about sex. And he said that little girls have a hole between their legs. And so he showed me where it was. Before we got near home, he told me I wasn't to tell my mother because she'd be really upset. She thought I was too young. I didn't need to know about sex yet, but he knew me much better and I was much more grown up than my mother thought. Yeah. So I never told her. It just happened so quick. I didn't even have time to turn around and wave goodbye to my childhood. It just was really the beginning. He was my guide to what was normal, what was real, what was happening and what wasn't happening. I loved my father. I loved him very much. He was really a very wonderful father. It was only when the abuse took place that I didn't like him. Went into my father's bedroom and it was very dark. Very much. He was really a very